many problems with the man. To be poor but still overpaid in a town that cursed your name. And the apartment where you stayed was a living hell. The world won't listen when you try. Something just wasn't right. It was seen in a different light. But you did the best you could almost every night. All I wanna do is make you believe. To hear the sound you made was everything. It was
to Too Much Rock podcast number 642. I'm your host, Sid Souter. As you can hear, I'm a bit under the weather, so we'll see what I can give you for the next half hour. We started things off with the Reds, Pinks, and Purples this week in the song The Town That Cursed Your Name. That's the title track of the band's new album, which came out March 24th on Slumberland here in the USA, Tough Love in UK and EU. It might be his best one yet. It's hard to keep up with all the things that Glenn Donaldson does, but this one just feels really good, and that track right there is one I like a whole lot. Anyway, less talking, more music. This is Dari Bay with the song Same Old Bumpy Road.
I'm distracted by the
to the podcast. We just heard from Paint Fumes with the song Callin' Out. That's on the band's new album, Real Romancer, which will be out April 14th on Dig Records, that band based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Dig just released the new Whiffs record, and both of those are fantastic albums, a great 1-2 punch, and both of those you'll be hearing about at the end of the year when I'm counting down my favorite songs of the year. Digitally, that thing has just been compressed all to hell, so hopefully the vinyl sounds a little better, gives a little more air, because I think the songs deserve to breathe a bit. Before that, we heard from the Speedways with the song Wrong Place, Wrong Time. That's on their album Talk of the Town, which came out late last year on Beluga Records, Snap, and Hurrah Music, depending on where you are in the world. That one, I don't know why it took me so long to pick up. It's an interesting album. It has a little more of the Angry Young Man, Elvis Costello, Joe Jackson sort of feel to it, and even some new wave in there with some synth pieces. So a lot of things happening besides that straight up power pop, but still a very good record. And just came out on vinyl earlier this year on Beluga, so pick that one up. And then we started that set off with Dari Bay. That's the project of Zachary James from Brattleboro, Vermont. The song I played, Same Old Bumpy Road. That's off Longest Day of the Year, which came out January 27th of this year. It's just a self-release, digital-only thing that you can pick up on Bandcamp, just like I did. It is a fantastic record. Definitely reminds me of, say, Big Star or Teenage Fan Club, even Elliott Smith. And there's some moments in there kind of pavement-y, too. So just a really, really good record there. Give that one a listen. I bet you'll find that digitally and be able to stream that on your favorite sites and, you know, fall in love with it just like I have. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. Getting the time machine with me on this one. We're going back to 1982. This is the Bings with Just a Child.
Everybody knows that you're just a child.
Everybody knows that you're just a child. Everybody says you've been living a lie.
Why?
Everybody knows that you're just a child. Everybody knows that you're running wild. Everybody says you don't fit that style. Everybody knows that you're just a child.
Just a child.
Visit with the 80s there after all. That was the Ramones with My Brain Is Hanging Upside Down, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. That was from the Animal Boy album that came out in 1986 on Sire Records. Those that have been following the podcast know that I've been picking up Ramones albums when I find good copies of them, and I finally picked up a copy of Animal Boy. We're getting to the not good albums, folks, and that's not a good album, but there are a couple of great songs on it, and that song right there is one of my favorite of all time. Before that, we heard from the Beings with the song Just a Child, originally recorded in 1982 but never released until earlier this year on the Power Pop Planet The Lost Tapes album that the band self-released themselves. Pick that up digitally or on CD now, and a hair of vinyl copy is coming soon, and that's probably how that one should be listened to. Great skinny tie power pop of that era. Let's see. I guess we should go ahead and wrap things up here. My voice is failing. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 642. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. looking at the concert calendar, on the 12th, we've got Pedro the Lion coming to the Record Bar. On the 13th, Minsa Death Squad is the mini bar. John Prine tribute is on the 14th at Record Bar, and Jam tribute is the same night at the Encore. On the 15th, Emmeline Twist is playing at the Rhino. Nidosphere is playing at Howdy, and Red Kate is playing at the Replay. On the 16th, Winter Forever is at Farewell, or Tennant is at the Flesh Pit. Daniel Gum has a show at Farewell on the 18th. On the 20th, you can see Carcass at the Granada or Omega Tribe at Howdy. 21st, Black Mariah Theater is playing at Velo Garage. Haven't been out there yet this year. It's always a good place to spend an evening. On the 22nd, Limb Dealer is at Howdy. Radke is at the Ship. Mulch at Doma is at the Truman. On the 24th, Junkyard Royalty is playing the Greenhouse. 26th, Thelma and the Sleaze is at the Mini Bar. 27th, Black Flag is playing Record Bar. 29th, New Pornographers are at the Truman, or Daniel Gerardo is at Record Bar, or Juju is at the Bottleneck, or Still Ill is playing at Blip. And that takes us to the end of this month. Looking at the website, there's lots of new stuff out there. Finally published a bunch of things. So there's photos, videos, and thoughts on shows like the XTC show, the Brother Moses Daniel Gum Surf Wax show, the Blushing Seaside Lake Love show, the Clan of Zymox Bellwether Syndicate and Manta show, the Poly Mall Cops Pale Tongues and Day Sleeper show, and the Ariel Emmeline Twist show as well. All right, time for one last song for you here. I'm going to play a track from Unwound. The kids here are all talking about how much they like Unwound. It kind of just blew my mind because all I had was the first album, and it was just too noisy for me, and I didn't see how it kind of equated to what folks were listening to now. Turns out I just missed the boat. The band did progress quite a bit, and by the time we got to 2001's Leaves Turn Inside You, the band had developed some post-rock tendencies and kind of even slinty sort of atmosphere elements that definitely fill in line with what's going on in a lot of the Kansas City scene. So I'm going to play a track from that album. This is Radio Gras. As I said, it's from the Leaves Turn Inside You album that came out in 2001 on Kill Rock Stars. So we'll end things here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Państwo także słuchają.
A co to gra?
Radio.
Radio gra, a Kasia słucha.
Państwo także słuchają.